Our High Calling, A Test of Character, July 13th. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. 1 Timothy 6, verse 9, 10. Satan has nets and snares, like the snares of the fowler, all prepared to entrap souls. It is his studied purpose that men shall employ their God-given powers for selfish ends rather than yield them to glorify God. God would have men engage in a work that will bring them peace and joy and will render them eternal profit. But Satan wants us to concentrate our efforts for that which profiteth not, for the things that perish with the using. The glory of the world to come is eclipsed by the corruptible things of earth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6, verse 21. Your thoughts, your plans, your motives will have an earthly mold, and your soul will be defiled with covetousness and selfishness. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Mark 8, verse 36. The day is coming when the idols of silver and gold will be cast to the moles and to the bats, and the rich men will weep and howl for the miseries that shall come upon them. If your thoughts, your plans, your purposes are all directed toward the accumulation of the things of earth, your anxiety, your study, your interests will all be centered upon the world. The heavenly attractions will lose their beauty. Your heart will be with your treasure. You will have no time to devote to the study of the Scriptures and to earnest prayer that you may escape the snares of Satan. Oh, that the great interests of the world to come were appreciated! Why is it that men are so unconcerned about the salvation of the soul when it was purchased at such cost by the Son of God? In the providence of God, by physical skill or ingenious inventions, some may gather more wealth than others. The Lord blesses them with health, with tact, and skill, that they may receive of His goods to bestow upon others who may not have received these blessings. The possession of means constitutes a test of character.